Thanks for joining me. I mentioned earlier before we started our sit about chop wood, carry water. So usually when we think about that, we think of it, well, I do anyway, two different ways. First way, the most common way I look at that is taking care of things, taking care of life. Making sure I have a roof over my head, making sure I have food to eat, making sure things are taken care of. Chop wood, carry water. The fact that this is what we have to do in order to be here. There's another way to look at it. When we do our walking meditation, where are we going? Is there some goal? Where are we headed to? Is there a past? Is there a future? We're just walking. So this just walking symbolizes something. What is that? When you carry water, just carry water. It's not carrying it some, oh, my bucket has a hole in it. It's leaking. I won't make it to the house in time. Make my soup. There's no projecting into the future, no past, no present, just carrying water. Same with chopping wood. If you've ever chopped wood, I used to chop wood to heat my stove. That's how I kept warm. It's February. We're in Florida. We're complaining about all the hassles we had today. People up north are thinking, yeah, right. Some tough life you've got there, Florida, 70 degree weather. While I'm all snowed in here in Michigan. So, this chopping wood, back to that. It's just chopping. Every muscle, you feel everything. Feel the cold, the breath. Satisfaction of carrying what you just chopped into the house and throwing it in the stove. So, what does this reference? What is it that chopping wood, carrying water is really talking about? Prajnaparamita, the perfection of wisdom. That's no different than chopping wood, carrying water. There's no place to go. Just chop the wood, carry the water, walk, sleep. And this is a kind of equanimity that we don't experience because of all the mental disease that we have around our anxieties about what's happening next. When you just walk, when you just carry water, when you just chop wood, what happens next takes care of itself. When you are approaching everything from the perfection of wisdom, there's no way you can touch that with your thinking mind. You can't get anywhere near it. It will not work. All your preparations for having a good practice by following all these precepts and doing all these things correctly isn't going to work. You have to let go of the fundamental problem. What is it? You have to come up against it. What is it? Past, present, future, where is it? I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm not saying the sun doesn't shine. I'm not saying to ignore it. I'm chopping wood. I'm carrying water. Taking care of things. But doing it from the point of view, if it can be called a point of view, of the perfection of wisdom, which is just this one mind. It has no place in space. There's no thing you can grab onto. There's no way to define it that you can hold it. I happen to like referring to it as suchness, because suchness is not something you can hold on to. You see, how can you grab it? Can you grab it? Can you grab suchness? Where is it? Where does it live? Yeah, I'm really in a place of suchness now. Maybe, maybe not. But in the next minute, where are you? Somewhere else. Or you take a dive into a wonderful fantasy about, or you think you just solved the world's problems, or, you know, there's all these things you can do when you indulge in fantasy. Fine. Me, mine, other, this, that. Just recognize that it's not going to get you anywhere, ultimately. Because we have this relationship with phenomena, because of eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, mind, and everything that we see, touch, feel, experience, and have mental formations about that, all of that is the grasping. That's where we're holding on for dear life. So another question is, what happens when you die? Where is all that? But what about perfection of wisdom? Does that leave? Is there a beginning and an ending? Speaking at it from the point of view of the perfection of wisdom or suchness, where does it end? Where does it begin? Does it begin with your thought, with your breath, the end of your breath? Suchness has no beginning, has no end. So the beauty about just walking around the Zendo is, because we don't have any place to go, we're just walking. It gives us an opportunity to just kind of, it's an expedient means to just be present. Ah, suchness. See? It's letting go enough to be able to just enjoy the moment that you're in instead of worrying about it too much. We were talking earlier about things going wrong today, right? And I actually, after I dropped these bowls and made this big crazy mess in the kitchen, cleaning it up was really actually kind of a good practice. It's really wonderful. It was just like walking around the Zendo, because it was just walking. It was just cleaning. It was just mopping. It was just sweeping. You know, I had this work to do in the office. I had to get this website thing done, and I had all these other things in it. People had problems, and, you know, well, problems. They seem like problems. They seem like the end of the world, but of course they're not. And of course, being a good person, I want to help them and make sure that they're happy and do all that. In the meantime, I'm mopping the floor and cleaning up my mess. Okay. It was wonderful. I just had an opportunity to take a breath and let that sit there. The other thing I've discovered about letting things sit there that we're worried about or concerned about, sometimes they just resolve themselves. And all that worry and all that effort we put out to try to fix something, turns out we didn't have to. So what about all that energy you just expended for no reason? And that's, bringing up kids is great because that's about play. Kids are really good at play. And as we get older, we kind of forget about how to play. How to play is like walking in the Zendo, not going anywhere in particular. You see, play isn't going anywhere in particular. It's imagining things, yes. But they understand that it's play. They know it's play. But they're so into it It's like, but the next minute it's gone and it's fine. It's something else. This, that, it just shifts and changes. The energy changes and something else. It's being present to the experience and letting the energy just flow and not trying to force it to be one way or another. I hope that was a helpful talk anyway. I was going to start the whole talk with don't worry, be happy, but you know. I wasn't going to be able to get away with that one. That would have kept it simple. Hey, don't worry, just be happy. Thank you.